Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
After these messages, and we're right back. Hey!
It's the Get Up Show on the Simon Says Podcast. I'm Sean. The lovely Charlie is here.
Hello.
The itchy Maddie is over there.
Not itchy. My belt's not working.
Well, your pants are up, so nobody would know.
Yeah, but it's not holding tight to where my shirt's staying tucked in.
So please click a like and subscribe. Get in on it anytime you want. Call us at 336-373-0987 or use the talkie pushy buttony on the app. We got any of them lately? Have you checked?
No. All right, hold on. I'll look while we talk.
Let's see if we have any messages.
We're going to get to some of your phone calls today. We hadn't done that in a while. Hey, how was your Thanksgiving, by the way? Everybody good?
Yes, wonderful.
Still eating on your leftovers?
I still have some pumpkin pie left.
That's
but
it?
We ate everything else.
Yeah, we just have desserts. And even then, I'm like, I'm not really going around them.
I've got some portions of my award-winning macaroni and cheese and stuffing chopped into blocks, ready for action in the freezer whenever it's time.
Oh, that's good.
Oh,
yeah.
Such a good
plan. I owe you an apology.
You do, in fact.
For the reason that I gave you so much crap when you would make your leftover soup.
Yeah.
Then my wife was like, hey, you know what we should do? My grandma used to always make leftover soup and put stuffing and stuff in it. We should do that with ours. And I was like, oh, God, I don't know.
It's the best flavor. Has she done it yet?
No, she bailed on the idea. She didn't feel like actually doing it. I know, but I do appreciate. I was like, oh, man.
In your whole face, man. How many years did you give me mess about that? You take everything that's left, put it in there. Green bean casserole, macaroni and cheese. So you got a noodle in your soup. Turtle power.
This just in, we have 14 messages, and all but one of them are from the same person.
Well, that's nice. Thank you. Thank you for all of your
patience. Hey, bro.
Because we haven't called her back or we haven't mentioned her. And she's like, well, I'm going to leave you another one.
Say her name again.
Sharon in Asheboro. Hi. Oh, and hi to you, Heather, in Durham.
Right on. Ooh, Durham. So this is podcast number 250. And just so you know, point of reference, if we do six more of these, if we make it for six more, that'll be the same number of episodes as MASH.
Oh, nice.
They only had 256 episodes.
Seemed forever, didn't it?
Yeah, that doesn't seem like nearly enough.
So, yeah, so hopefully we'll get through that. Thanksgiving was great. We did the trip, and I did spicy Italian sausage to get away from turkey and everything for the weekend after the Eastern Shore trip.
Mm-hmm.
I did like 25 sausages in a giant pan, and I'm going to warn you, when you get past the first 4 to 5, what you're going to do is you're going to end up with a very tear gas-like substance throughout your entire house.
Tear gas?
I was hacking and coughing and crying and sniffing and snotting. And then I hear the kids in the other room doing the same thing. Everybody's choking on the spicy sausage from you know, you sear it. So you got to kind of burn it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was not expecting that.
I've had that happen before. Mm. I think I was telling you that we did curry one night.
Yeah.
And we used the real curry paste from like Super G.
Gross.
Oh my God. It hit the pan and it was immediately like everyone starts crying and coughing and yeah.
Well, this just sounds great.
Well, it turned out okay because luckily I was able to open all the windows and keep it freezing cold in there while I was cooking up 25 sausages. But be careful with that because, man, I got to imagine it's just like being maced.
Yeah, I'm going to think that in the future you should do the sausages outside on the grill.
Do you think you could use pepper spray as a seasoning?
You kind of do if you go with like anything hotter than a habanero, like a ghost pepper or a reaper. That is pepper spray, basically. It's the same thing.
I'm sure some dumb influencer has done that. Like, hey, could you spice up these eggs and then hit it with some pepper spray and then everyone starts crying and falling over?
Is there any other chemical in there besides pepper?
Oh, don't worry about that. It tastes good.
Yeah, that's flavor.
Oh, that'd be delicious.
It happened one time when I was boiling, I was making shrimp, and I threw in one of the hot ones, either ghost or whatever, and when the water boiled, the steam was mace.
Oh, gosh.
Pepper spray in the whole damn house. So do you have your celebrity chefs and the foods that they never eat? By the way, on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, Guy Fieri's special guest was what's-his-face from Nickelback, Chad.
Yeah.
Kroger. Chad Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
I did not.
Oh, you said yeah, like you knew what I was talking about. But anyway, he was so cool. I was not ready for him to be acceptable.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the hate was unwarranted, I believe. The whole Nickelback hate and the Creed hate. Although I think the Nickelback people are nicer than Scott Stapp,
super nice to me.
According to legend, I never actually met him.
Yeah.
I did. He was real great.
Maddie is not a fan.
Maddie did something gross when
I
met him.
I mean, I did a little bit.
Have we ever talked about that on here?
We don't have to. It's fine. It's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing now, isn't it?
I mean, it is a bit.
I'm not going to say what it is, but it rhymes with smink smalm.
Yeah.
Stink bomb?
Stink palm.
Yeah, I shook his hand.
He shook his hand with stink on there that he got homemade.
It was homemade taste.
It's in there.
What?
You don't know about stink palm?
Don't worry about it.
We're not
going
to get into it right now.
Here, okay. I don't want to
teach people who don't know it.
Let's talk about our chefs.
My friend Greg Brain was famous for those back in the day. He's the one that ran out of school to get a turtle.
I learned it from Mallrats.
Yeah, of course. All right, so let's hear it.
Anyway, foods that famous chefs won't eat. Speaking of Guy Fieri, he hates eggs.
Really?
He doesn't like eggs.
I'll be damned.
Ina Garten, cilantro.
Oh, she hadn't had it right because Maddie used to hate cilantro until I made that ceviche. That shrimp and fish ceviche was just heavy on the cilantro, and he came back and said, thank you so much, you've changed my life, now I can eat ceviche, it doesn't taste like soap anymore.
I like cilantro.
I can't believe you recorded me.
I love cilantro. I told you I order extra bowl of that at the Mexican places.
Martha Stewart says truffle oil is garbage.
I agree.
It's a lot. I was on a phase. I got you into it for a minute with that truffle
hot sauce.
Yeah.
Well, she said it's like overprocessed and it's not.
Well, not just that. It takes over everything. It's like a sesame oil kind of offensive thing where there's, if you put a drop in there, two drops, ruined, garbage.
Wolfgang Puck does not like Wagyu beef.
Why?
He says it's too fatty.
That's a damn lie. What's wrong with him?
He always
knew he was stupid.
So there's way more fat than there is actual meat.
Well, you remember that Wolfgang Puck restaurant over on Green Valley? You saw how that went.
What happened?
Open for about 15 minutes because he don't know about beef.
Rachel Ray doesn't eat store-bought mayonnaise.
Hmm.
Makes it from scratch.
I've made it before. You got to be careful, though. If you use extra virgin olive oil, it is the most bitter thing you ever put in your mouth.
Okay. Reed Drummond does not like bananas.
I don't know who that is.
She's the pioneer woman.
Yeah. Oh, she's evil. She's smiling at you, but as soon as they turn the cameras off, she's screaming her head off at every. She's throwing pots and pans, you know?
Oh, she is not.
Her face is red as her hair as she's right in your face. Little beads of spit hitting you while she's screaming right at you, screaming in your mouth.
And then, like, we're back. And she's like, now, y'all.
I thought that the guys on the ranch would really enjoy this.
I know they're real hungry from being out there working hard. Cut. You son of a.
Yes.
Julia Child very much dislikes arugula.
Wow, from beyond the grave, she still hates it.
I know.
I don't blame her.
I love arugula.
She said throw it right in the trash.
Yeah. What?
Yep.
Y'all don't know what to do with arugula.
And Anthony Bourdain didn't like McNuggets.
Well, I get it.
But he liked fast food, and he would eat fast food a lot, but he just couldn't do McNuggets.
Well, that was one of the most famous of his, I can't remember if it was No Reservations or what. It was him and Chef Sean Brock eating at a Waffle House, hammered, and it was hilarious. Like, it was the two of them appreciating, crap.
Isn't that something?
Waffle House is delicious, man. I don't care.
I mean, that's the thing. They're saying, like, people, like, look down on it, but it's like, have you even eaten it? It's so good.
See, that guy was, like, an expert, you know, on a really high echelon, and I'm snootier than him, so I'm doing something wrong, obviously. I need to try a McNugget and see if he's right. I need to go to the Waffle House.
Now, I will say this. When it comes to nuggy testing.
Come on.
I'm not a fan of McDonald's.
You put the nuggies in your tummy?
I mean, if we're being
veggies,
honest, the Chick-fil-A nugs are the best.
Yeah.
But and Cookout used to be great, but I think they changed them.
Oh no,
Wendy's. They don't taste the same to me.
I really do like the Wendy's ones.
Wendy's
the spicy
ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we're ranking them, I would say McNuggets are at the bottom, but I'll eat them.
You know, well, I probably shouldn't say it.
Say it.
So I got a bonus order. I ordered from somewhere that we really like, Charlie, to get a certain place where we get
get our salads.
I'm not gonna say the name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I got a bonus order of like chicken strips. And I was like, all right, cool.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah. Well, I think they poisoned me.
Why?
I don't know.
That's why they were extra.
Were they undercooked?
I don't know what happened, but I ate my delicious salad and my strips.
I know what it was.
And then I got
they had another Maddie who came through there and gave him a whole bunch of stuff. And they were like, damn it, if he ever comes back, give him that. We'll save these strips for when that bald-headed guy with a beard and glasses comes back.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to poison him.
God.
See?
That's what it was.
You're paying for it.
So hard for me. Yeah.
That's what you get for being
disappointing. I was very disappointed.
Oh, now you're not going to want to eat your salad.
I don't. I can't. I need to take another year off. I had one. You weren't even here, and I felt bad because I was like, oh, we'll get salads together.
So you can't get your salad. Do they have...
Well, because I don't know, because it wasn't great either. Nothing was great.
They have Smuggets at Sheetz. Because you can get a Schmugget.
I know.
With their Schmamiches?
Schmick and Schmugget.
I saw a billboard for the Schmuggets.
Yeah. Go in there and fill your Schmank up with Schmash.
And eat a Schmisket.
Yeah. I will not buy Schmampons.
No. But Schmuck food is good.
Yeah.
You get Schmuck food, some Schmaken.
Yeah.
Schmegs if you're in a pinch.
Yeah.
Schmash Browns.
Yeah, I like to get Schmally Ranchers.
Of course you do. So we want to do the calls first, or do you want to tell me about the offensive peanut? Because I have... Wait. I'm not saying that I have a trick peanut can that when you open it, a snake comes out of it.
Oh.
Because you might come over, and I might offer you some schmeenuts. And you might say, I'd love a delicious handful of schmeenuts.
Well, and
so
always,
forget all about
but
it.
But then I'll say, can you please open the can for me? Because my hands are too
I can, but you got to look real, real close.
But don't you? But they always come in a generic, like...
It says peanuts.
Peanut can. Yeah. It's like, I love this peanut brand.
I think it says fancy on
that's different.
On one that I've seen, but that I don't own.
Well, this one was even fancier because this mom got it because she thought it would be hilarious for her and her kid to prank each other with. She ordered it from Shein, and when she received it, she luckily did a test sample without the child because a full-on human-shaped wang came out.
Why?
Well, what's more surprising than a snake?
That is kind of funny.
I really...
And you say human-shaped as if other animals aren't shaped the same.
Well, there's some are different.
You're looking too much.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
I'm not. We're
the
not
subtle
gonna...
nuances of schlongage.
So, all right. Well, anywho, it was...
Of canned snakes.
Okay. Just wang came out. There you go. But either way, it wasn't peanuts. And that actually was the part they said it didn't have.
Now,
well, it was peanuts, but it wasn't peanuts.
Now, you got your dolphin wang. You got your turtle wang. You got your donkey wang.
You got your elephant wang. You got your giraffe wang. You got your whale wang.
Need an extra large can for that one.
Remember they said that reminds me where they thought that Loch Ness Monster might have just been a whale swimming upside down.
Yeah.
No.
One of the theories.
Speaking of whales.
Hold on. Let me write down.
Killer whales are bringing back a fashion statement I did not know about. What is it?
Yeah. The salmon hat. The dead salmon hat, actually.
What?
It's the way this is written is so crazy. It says, killer whales are bringing back a trend they ditched in the 80s. The dead salmon hat. In the summer of 87, a female orca started the trend and the practice spread.
Oh.
But it fell out of fashion in 1988.
Wow.
But now there's a new orca wearing a dead salmon hat. And they think that there's going to be some others.
Is it just a straight up salmon on their head?
Yeah, they think maybe they carry it that way to save as a snack for later.
That is wild.
But they're like, they saw all these orcas swimming around with dead salmons on their head like a hat.
So the next time that one of those things goes after a boat, it's going to be wearing salmon hats?
Yes.
Look
out. New trend.
There's a salmon hat coming. Well, how do you think they found out about it? Were they watching old videos? They're watching the undersea TikTok and they're seeing like old videos from back in the day.
Well, I mean, look, they're becoming, I really do feel like killer whales especially are becoming more and more aware. And
oh, yeah.
I really do feel like they probably do have something similar to TikTok.
Well, remember, you know how when you get on like YouTube or whatever and somebody pulls out an old video from the 80s yeah. in a high school, like everybody's got their big hair and their
trench
slouchy
coat.
Socks yeah. and all the stuff. You're like, oh, I remember that. Well, they pulled out an old video of all these orcas. Turned out they're all wearing dead salmon hats.
God, they're so smart.
But yeah, they, you know, they've been knocking over boats and stuff on purpose. It's yeah. not like it's an accident. And the scientists say it's probably because they're bored and not that they want to kill and eat you.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
And didn't they say they're like teenagers?
Yeah.
Bored teenagers. And they're just like trying to entertain themselves.
Yeah.
Bored teens.
Let's flip this boat full of humans.
Well, yeah. But then when you ask a teenage orca, you want to flip that boat? Meh.
Nah.
They don't want to do nothing if you ask them to.
Oh, no. Yeah.
God, I'm so bored. I don't even have a salmon who wears a hat.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
With me.
336-373-0987 is the number. It's been a while since we got some calls. I have no idea what we're going to hear now.
Hey, Simon. I bet you the answer to this morning's question is loading the dishwasher. Have a great day.
That was the thing that couples disagree on how to do. And I do not remember what the actual answer was. It wasn't load the dishwasher, but that's a great guess, madam.
Are you sure? I think it might have been.
No, it wasn't. Folding towels, because y'all do it wrong.
Right.
Y'all are stupid about towels.
Oh, no, you're so weird with your towel folding.
Yeah.
Why, because I do it right?
No, because you made up a way that isn't even one of the options.
Well, you're right. I am pretty awesome.
I don't think that's...
Yes. Hey, Simon. This is Doug. I was going to say about singing on the radio. I didn't know if I was the right caller or not, but I was trying to... See if I can sing a song on the radio for you. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, well, Doug.
Want to go ahead and do that, Doug?
Yeah, just do it. Just sing. Sing your little heart out.
I take the towel from the corners, fold it in to where the corners meet in the middle, and then fold.
No.
Yeah.
It's all wrong.
End to end, fold it in half again, then into thirds.
You're an animal.
Yes. No, like every place that you ever see nicely folded towels.
Yeah.
Folded. No. That's what they do.
Look, even my wife does it that way, so you've got to be wrong.
Will you go out to my car and get three towels for me, please, so we can try this?
No, backseat or trunk?
Both. Okay. What color do y'all want?
Depends.
Hey, Simon. I was calling to answer the question that I think it's men with beards get three times more likes than men without beards or facial hair. This is Ashley Tate.
Ashley, you were correct.
Hey, yeah. Ashley.
What's up, girl?
On dating sites, men with beards get three times the action. So there you go, sexy beard.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
It worked. You're married.
It did work. Yeah. I can't use this power for sexy anymore.
Well,
I mean, no. Outside, I don't know how to say it.
I mean, it's very limited sexy.
I can only be sexy for one.
There you go. That's what I wanted you to say.
Yeah.
I mean, you still have someone to be sexy for.
I do. You're right.
Other than me.
You can't share your sexiness with the world.
No. I mean, I can't just be throwing it around at people.
You could, but it's a limited time offer.
Man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey, Simon, you are jamming too much to the groovy, moving, goddamn movie.
Yep.
I'm about to come up my pants.
Well, I'm not sure what he said, but I don't think I'd repeat it.
Is he okay?
He was enjoying something we were doing.
Wait, it was good?
Yeah.
It
started out that we were jamming so hard, and by the end, he completely lost it.
We heard him.
Hey, Simon, I heard you talking about lead in the pipes. Well, I guess now that explains all my weight gain over the past few years since I've been living in Greensboro. So now I guess I've got a new nickname, Old Lead Bottom. Have a great day.
I see what you did there.
Well, that's because Greensboro sent out these letters, and they were very ominous. You open the letter, and it says, we don't know what your pipes are made out of. Here's what to do to avoid lead poisoning. And when you need to find out what your pipes are made out of, and let us know. This is the city talking.
Yeah.
How the hell am I going to do that?
Taste.
Well, they said that, was it before 80? If your house was built before somewhere in the mid-80s, you're likely to have some lead pipes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Neat.
But I've been living there for a decade. I seem to be okay.
I mean, sure.
You don't exhibit signs. Well, wasn't like real neurotic behavior, that was part of lead poisoning, right?
Hating change. Yeah. That's part of lead poisoning.
Oh, is that part of lead poisoning?
Yeah.
Collecting.
Oh.
being really warm all the time.
Oh, yeah.
That's part of it.
Eating extreme cold around you at all time.
Interesting. Well, that is a coincidence.
That is weird.
You guys know all of that, but I'm pretty sure I don't have lead pipes.
I definitely have a house older than the 80s, so.
Well.
That explains a lot.
You need to let them know, and I don't know what they do with that information.
Hey, Greensboro, my house might have lead pipes.
Okay, hey, thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, Simon, the hundreds of millions of you American takers and users, you're all going to want to get in heaven, too, but guess what? You won't.
Oh.
Well, geez. I had plans.
Well, that's disappointing.
Wow. Wait, honey, I'm not going to be in heaven. The guy told me.
I feel like you might. So it's cool. So since you're going to be doing that without me, I'm going to use this beard and go out and do some stuff.
go sell my sexy.
Look, if I'm not going to be in heaven, I might as well get some play off this beard.
You said it.
Hey, Simon. I just heard my request, and it was a kind of pathetic reproduction of whatever was real, and I don't mean to. I'm not blaming you, but it was just sad. Sad. I've been to lots of their concerts, and I'm pretty upset about that. I moved here, and I thought I heard your station actually when I moved into the town, and I don't know. I just, if you can't provide the real deal, then just say you can't. So thanks for everything, and I'm glad to know you're there, but I know that I can't count on you to provide what I asked for. So thank you.
Now, I have no idea what she's upset about. It sounds like she requested a song and we played it.
I think she requested a song and we played it, but it's not the version that she was expecting. So she's real upset. What did you do?
Don't look at it. I was just going to say, did I play a smooth jazz version of something?
What did you do?
Nobody will ever forget that Bet You Won't Play It weekend when somebody asked first, Sometimes When We Touch.
Was it that one? Or I thought it was Helen Reddy.
Sometimes
That was one of them. And then Helen Reddy was the
remake.
I Am Woman, where it was
I Am Woman.
Yeah. Me roll.
Yeah, it
and
changed
the first
it.
Two, big two. I mean, it was real jazzy.
Now, both those examples are true. I am wondering if maybe that was a case where she asked for some. Do you think she might have asked for some deep live cut or on something?
And I think I know what she asked for, and we played the same. It was, I think, if it's the same lady, it was Depeche Mode, Personal Jesus, which we've played for years, and we play the version that exists. So I'm not sure.
That can't be then. Unless we found some weird live version or something.
Well,
don't look at me again. I didn't change out that one.
But the thing is, we played it. I'm sorry it wasn't right. I'll do better and try harder.
Well, and then sometimes, you know, we do get calls for stuff that we think we know what you're asking for.
Yeah.
Like sometimes people request the name of the album.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily the song.
You played Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I didn't realize was just the name of the album.
Yeah.
That was one of those things I learned.
Yeah, there is no song called that.
Well, I am
sorry.
Hey,
Simon, play that one song that goes do-do-do-do.
Oh, I know that one.
Or there was the other one we had where we weren't sure, which they said lyrics, But then we figured out it was probably the new version. It was the Jelly Roll one. It was the new one.
Yeah, everything's going to be all right.
There was an old one he did.
It was
with
a rap
name,
song. Yeah.
But I think she was still asking for the new one.
You keep telling yourself that, and that's okay. It's okay.
All right, well.
Do we still have that jazzy version of Sometimes When We Touch, or did you delete that? That was wild, man.
I probably have it somewhere.
It was like 7 minutes. It was like a Saturday morning, and I'm up getting ready to go to the farmer's market. I'm doing my thing, and then I hear, bloodily, 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 wah, 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 wah.
All right, sometimes.
When we touch.
And you're at home, so there's absolutely nothing you can do about it.
Right. You know what you can do? Boop, boop, beep, boop, boop. Bruh, what'd you do?
Well, there's that, but even you can't do anything about it.
What did you do?
On a Saturday morning.
I don't feel like I probably did that.
I'm sure you did that.
100% you did.
Did I?
I know we definitely, I think you both called me out, too, on the
Well,
Hell
that was
and
the Hell and Ready.
Yeah.
The Hell and Ready you did. But the Dan Hill one, yeah, maybe I did call you.
I think you did.
It was early in the morning.
Bro, yeah. What is this crap?
Hey, Simon. Millbridge Playboy checking in here. I would like to have a holly jolly time and sing I Wish It Could Be Christmas All the Time with Wizard. How about it, Simon?
Never heard of that one. You know that one?
Oh, I don't. I didn't realize that was an actual thing.
Okay, now, you heard that, right? You heard that guy? Okay. Ready?
Hey, Simon. This is Crazy Callie checking in from Lexington. I'd like to hear Rod Stewart's Maggie May. How about it, Simon? Thank you. Roll the dice.
That was a different name from the other call.
Yeah.
Same guy.
Sounded, but the phone sounded a little different.
It was in the bathroom on the first one.
All
right, here. Now listen to this.
Hey, Simon, 98.7 plays everything. This is David from Lexington. I bet you won't play Mr. Paul Simon 50 ways to leave your lover.
He's putting it on, man.
Why do you think he changes his name? Does he think that if we think that multiple people are calling?
Hello, Simon. This is Playboy Dave checking in from Linwood, North Carolina.
And different location.
We're out somewhere on a boat on High Rock, and we just need to hear Mr. Buffett boat drinks. Thank you, Simon. It's an emergency.
You're out on the lake?
It would have been cold. They're sliding across
well,
the
why
lake.
Why wouldn't have Crazy Dave from the Navy been the one on the boat?
Hi, Simon. This is Dirty Dave checking in with you. I bet you won't play on Friday. I need to hear a little bit of dirty music from Foreigner. Dirty white boy. How about you, Simon? You listening to me out there?
So, yeah, he does this regularly, and I appreciate his enthusiasm.
I think he's just entertaining himself, and he thinks if he gives you different names, that all of his requests will get on.
Or he's a schizophrenic.
Then there's that.
Hey, doesn't make him a bad person.
No.
But this is an all-the-time thing. He'll do every bet you won't play on Friday. It starts at like 3 a.m.
Which is also fun too, because, you know, people say, hey, all these guys sound the same. It's like, well, they fooled us with their fake names.
Yeah.
Hey, I had no idea. I just heard Maddie and Charlie talking about people get what they deserve. I just wondering if they saw the young man on YouTube was bouncing his foot off the headrest in front of him on the plane, and the guy in front of him slammed his head back, knocked the boy's knee into his mouth, and he lost the tooth. I'd say that's karma.
Oh, my gosh. Later.
He's so tickled by that, too. Yeah, you guys were talking about people get what they deserve, and I don't know what the point of reference is on that.
It just had to do with something about being on the plane and people reclining their seats back too far, I think.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Well, what did they get that they deserved in that case?
There was, I don't know. I don't remember the story.
I don't either. Was it, it wasn't the one where the chick had her hair on the thing, was it?
I don't think it had anything to do with an airplane. I think it was a karma story, and he related it back to an airplane story.
I believe it was an airplane story that he related back to a karma story.
I think he said caramel.
Caramel. Is it caramel or caramel?
Caramel.
I'm caramel.
I think I'm caramel. I think that's what I just
said. Good man, peanuts. Proud of you.
Hey, Simon, I got a doorstop story for you. How about a 17-pound gold nugget discovered in Cabarrus County in 1799 by a 12-year-old boy named Conrad Reed? They used it as a doorstop for 3 years until they finally determined it was gold on a trip to Fayetteville on a supply run for their farm. Today, it's good old Reed Gold Mine. Keep up the great work, guys. Love you. Mean it.
And now you know the rest. Of the story.
Thank you.
Damn, y'all let me do it that time. That felt good.
That was tough.
Well, you get real mad.
I'd never get mad about anything.
Can you imagine finding out that the thing you were using as a doorstop was a gold nugget?
Well, what about the story on that one was it was a bust. It was an ancient bust
that somebody bought for,
I don't know, $6, and they were going to put it in the town office, and they forgot, and it got lost, and they found it in the 1990s. Somebody was using it as a doorstop on a shed in their backyard.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
And now it's out in the weather.
And selling for $3 million now. Yeah, doorstop.
I can never be that lucky.
We were talking about the doorstop industry, like, you know, old doorstop money back in the day. Yeah, we said, hey, don't worry, kids. We're doorstop money. We'll be around forever.
We're set for life. Everyone wants to keep their doors open.
Hey, Mr. Buggy Whip, you'll be out of here soon. Not us. We're doorstop.
Doorstops for life.
Does anybody have one?
Yeah. I mean, I had one in the house we used to live in. We had to have a doorstop because the bathroom door, whatever, it was hung a little bit crooked or whatever, it would always swing shut.
Now, so was it a gold nugget? Open. Was it a bust?
I'm not going to tell you.
But no, was it a doorstop that was made as a doorstop, or was it something you turned into?
It was actually one of those little wedges that is a doorstop.
My parents, I made this pot in pottery class.
Oh.
Yeah. It was so heavy, they ended up, it just used to sit and hold the door open, and that was it. But it was like, I mean, it was a good 30, 40 pounds.
What?
I was not very good at making.
You here's made some clay. Lump?
Yeah, I really. Yeah, the walls on this thing were like, yeah, a couple inches thick.
A big lump.
It was a real aggressive pottery thing.
Have y'all seen the movie that's coming out Christmas Day this year? There's always a big one. They save a big one for Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen what it is?
I don't know.
No, what?
Nosferatu, the remake of Nosferatu, which is the German movie, a silent movie from the 20s. It had the amazingly terrifying vampire with the long, long fingers.
But why are they doing that on Christmas?
Well, it's just a big movie. They save up big ones and put them out on Christmas Day.
Have you been a good boy or girl? Blah.
1, 2, 3. So the best movies ever released on Christmas Day. Number one, they say, Tombstone in 1993.
Really?
Good.
That is a good movie. I would say it holds up. I still watch it when it comes on.
Yeah.
It's a little corny now. You know, the acting is a little bit. Val Kilmer's, you know, Doc Holliday. He was the sexiest Doc Holliday. He's your Huckleberry. It's a little cheesy now when you watch it.
I disagree.
Nah.
Really?
I don't know. I haven't seen it
in a while. Man, I still, like I said, if I'm flipping around and it comes on.
That's with Kurt Russell, right?
Yes. I love him so much.
Me too.
He's in Hateful Eight, which I came across that one the other night and watched the whole dang thing. Because once you see it's on, and it started at the beginning with the lantern and the snow. Oh, my God, what a great movie. Do you know they're talking about turning that one into a series, or did they already do it?
Oh, I don't know.
The other one, Kurt Russell's also in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
He's a stunt coordinator. And what's her name? Margot Robbie said the other day that there's a 20-hour cut of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, dear God, and you want to watch it, don't you?
I'd watch it all. I've seen that movie, 40 times?
A lot.
Love that movie.
Holy crap, that's literally like...
It's a series.
He must not have cut anything out.
It's a series.
Yeah, I mean, that's
cut
true.
It up into an hour at a time, I'd watch that religiously.
I started watching the new Dune series, and I do think there is something to be said about turning something from a movie into a show.
Yeah.
Or Netflix did a really good job.
When you do it and... In something like that, especially with sci-fi type of things, that you can put more detail to it, a little more backstory and stuff.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you watch a series and you're like, that could have been a movie.
Yeah. No, that's true. But
interesting.
I do like the idea of that. I think I would be down to watch more shows by big name directors.
Yeah.
Depending on what they do.
Mm-hmm. Penguin is kind of that.
It really is. Well, that one definitely is.
Number two. Best movie released on Christmas Day, To Kill a Mockingbird in 1962.
I've never seen the actual movie.
I've seen it, Gregory Peck, but it's been a long time.
Saw the stage play at the Tanger Center in downtown Greensboro. It was fantastic.
John Boy was in it.
Yeah, he was.
Yes, he was. It was good.
Did he do the meet and greet, the after party?
No.
I didn't go.
Oh, he didn't go?
I don't know. We didn't actually. I don't think so. I think someone said no.
Okay.
I didn't go. We can't stay out that late.
Catch Me If You Can is next from 2002. That's okay. The Sting from 1973. Ooh. You talk about a movie that holds up. Dang, that holds up. Do you remember the theme song?
Dude, was that The Entertainer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good man. How about you? Django Unchained at number 5.
Oh, yeah.
That's another one.
Another Tarantino.
Can't go by it. watched the hell out of that movie. Sherlock Holmes in 09, never saw it.
That was good.
Was it?
Yeah, that was Robert Downey Jr.
Never seen
Jude
that.
Law.
Jude Law, yeah.
The Sword and the Stone, don't know about
Sword.
It. Sword? 1963. Yeah, I don't know that one.
Isn't that the Disney?
No, it not didn't look 63. Like
it. Was that the Disney one? Yeah, those were a long time ago.
Disney's was, I'm thinking of something. I was thinking of the Black Cauldron.
Then Grumpy Old Men.
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
Which was
I love
great.
That movie.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Mm-hmm, that's
Walter
a good
Matthau
one.
Says, if people want Italian, we've got the Chuck E. Cheese's. As Good as It Gets and Bucket List round out the top 10. I think Jack Nicholson's in both of those, isn't he?
Why do I feel like
he is.
Yeah.
Why do I feel like there were bigger movies? But I guess, I mean, I couldn't tell you. I
don't know what's been released on Christmas.
Well, I also don't go to movies on Christmas. It's like, that's not part of my routine.
I saw Tombstone on Christmas. I saw, what was the other one I saw? There was another one. But the person who's represented most in this list is Leonardo DiCaprio. How about that?
Well, he's in big, I mean, just about every one of his movies now is a big release.
Yeah.
I really do like him as an actor.
I do too, man.
I think he is
phenomenal.
He's
very good.
Did you see when he played Howard Hughes in that movie?
Yeah.
He's so good in that.
Yeah, that was it The Aviator?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Because I've been watching a lot of his stuff, and I think sometimes he's the same guy in a lot of movies, but holy crap.
Wolf of Wall Street? Oh my God.
He became Howard Hughes. It was great. Yeah.
Have you seen the, I almost went back and watched that one again, The Revenant. That was really cool.
Oh, that
was the one where
good.
He got mauled by a bear.
Never saw that one.
Yeah, you need to watch that one. I
really?
Think you'd like it.
You think I would? Okay.
Yeah.
You probably know. All right. Hey, so if you got something for us, we'd love to hear from you. 336-373-0987. It's the number to get your phone calls on, and maybe those two ladies will give us some more pushy buttony app action. If you've got the Simon app, you'll see a little microphone there. And you click on it, and you can talk to us, just like you're right in here.
Yeah, like leave a minute message, and it'll sound better than calling on the phone.
And don't even worry about the fact that we can see you while you do it. Don't be sensitive that we're watching you through your phone. Don't think about it like that.
Wait, we can?
And if you want to listen to us on the radio, go to 987simon.com. There's a little listen live pushy buttony thing on there.
Yeah.
Charlie, what's your final thought?
Oh, goodness. I forgot what we were talking about.
That's your final thought. What's yours?
This Christmas, all of you are going to get a can of Fancy Nuts. Might be a wang in a can.
But will it be peanuts or?
Wang in a can.
No.
Peanuts.
No, the way you say it.
Oh, peanuts.
Will it be peanuts or?
Peanuts.
We make fun of things that you say. Oh, next time.
Get up. This is a Get Up Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.